Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. Meditation to Self-Realization. And I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion. And we have some special guests today. We have a live group with us. We have, you want to say your name?
Simeon, he's a regular.
And we have Arlene
Arlene,
Ho.
she's a regular.
And we have Juleen Lasota.
Another regular.
And we have Joyce Johnson.
Another semi-regular.
And we have Jeannie Campbell.
Also a semi-regular.
And we also have Janet Sharpless, which is she's becoming very regular.
Yeah, she's phoning in today.
So welcome everyone to our Soul Sync Festival to start the new year by making intentions that will bring us health, wealth, happiness, abundance, kindness, and love in our relationships. So I'm going to do a brief introduction in case you have not done a Soul Sync meditation. And basically, it's going to work with our brain waves. We are going to be using breath work and sound and visualization to open us to a greater field of awareness and consciousness. And so there are five steps up. And the first stage of the meditation, we will be using all through all the stages, or for the first four stages, we'll be using our fingers to count our breaths. So the first stage is we're going to be inhaling and exhaling consciously and deeply. And we will do that eight times, and you will count with your thumb and each finger till you get to eight. And then we'll move into taking a deep inhalation and humming on the exhalation. So we take a deep inhale, and then it will sound like, in a bass pitch. And then on the third stage, we will be observing the pause between the inhale and the exhale for each of the eight breaths, counting again on your fingers. The next stage is we will take a deep inhalation, and on the exhalation, we will say internally within ourselves, and that means I am limitless consciousness. So it's a more expansive state. And then on the next stage, we will be holding our thumb and our pointer finger in our lap in that dhyana mudra, and we will be feeling everything turn to light, ourselves. We will be formless, and everything in our environment, everyone in our environment will become light. And then the next stage, our fingers still stay in this mudra, and we are going to bring our intention to life as if it's already happened, and we're going to see ourselves joyfully experience the achievement that we want for 2023, because today we're doing Soul Sync for achievement. And it can be a personal achievement, it can be a group or family achievement, a relationship. It's unlimited possibilities, a health achievement. And you're going to feel it, you're going to act as if it's already achieved, and you can smell it, and you can taste it, and you can feel every aspect of it. So give it all the oompa during that hour that you can. All right, I believe we're ready to begin our meditation. So let's take some moments to close our eyes and become centered, become one breath. So take long, deep inhalations and make your exhalations longer than your inhalations. And now we'll have Preeti G bringing us into our meditation.
Now you will enter the soul sync for manifesting your dream achievements this year. Let us begin now. Please be seated in a comfortable position. Allow your breath to relax. Take 8 conscious breaths. Count your breath with the touch of your thumbs and your fingers. Inhale and exhale slowly. For the next 8 cycles of breath, inhale. As you exhale, make a humming noise that vibrates your head. The next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale and exhale, bringing attention to the pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale. As you exhale, chant within yourself, Aham. Or I am. I am the limitless consciousness. Now bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger on both your hands. See yourself becoming light, becoming one with the unitary field of consciousness. Everything around you becoming light. See the specific achievement you wish to accomplish. Feel that you are experiencing the joy of accomplishing it. Immerse your heart in the space of gratitude for this gift.
And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Okay, so now is our time when we get to do any sharing that we'd care to share, any experiences or
Well, I like the way you started out with tasting it and feeling it, and that really came to the forefront for an achievement I wouldn't mind accomplishing this year.
Would you like to share that aspiration with us?
Oh,
Or
well,
not
I got a
necessarily. You
lot
don't
of
have to.
achievements I want to accomplish, but one would be to be part of some kind of a retreat out in Hawaii. So I tasted the tropical fruit. I was in the water. I felt the splashing all over my face. I was in the tropics.
It looks like Arlene's
Okay, you got the invite.
gone there with
So
you.
that'd be a huge achievement. I have no idea if it'll work out.
Oh,
Oh,
you don't want to put any doubts in it. Cancel
I'm glad you
fear,
said that. No
the
doubts, no fear.
doubts. Yeah.
Achievement is here.
There we go. You want to keep that alive and
Yeah, I really do.
happening.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. I could taste that salt water and those fresh tropical fruits myself. Thank you for taking us there. Yeah, look at Arlene licking her lips. Oh, okay. I think we took everybody to Hawaii. Especially during this winter months. Okay, anybody else care to share?
Well, I will just say that mine was more real tonight, and it was focused simply on my personal health and an issue with moving and letting go of some toxic substance. And I have a way to do it. And I saw myself accomplishing it. It's been a long journey. So I was very happy that this was going to happen.
Yes,
That's
that
a simple.
even now it's healing and happening.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's good
Thank you.
news, Janet.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. All right. I thought Julene said she had something that she was going to share. Let's see if she. Okay. So, I will just shortly share that I felt some very expansive and deep gratitude to be achieving this SoulSync festival with a group of people I enjoy being with, and to be able to hold my intention with you feels very special and dear to me, and real. It makes it more real when we get to share it. So, my achievement today was for being totally liberated from all suffering. And taking each of you with me and all humanity because I think that's a need of the hour, and I know we can do it because I have witnessed it. I have witnessed myself in suffering and just becoming aware of it and noticing what it's about eliminates it. So it's actually that easy.
Good.
Yeah, that's a great achievement.
So, anybody else? Well,
I
Julie.
have something. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Yeah.
can, definitely.
Okay. I would just like to share that the first thing that came to mind was achieving and accomplishing the clearing of everything that I do not need in my house, my physical home. And then
Wow.
as we were finishing, and I felt this sense of I was not here, I was out of my body, and I felt complete peace. Then I realized what I really, really want to achieve this year is to be in a state of equilibrium, no matter what, to be at peace with whatever the situation is and not be so up and down, emotional, etc. In other words, to really be in that state of all is well.
That's called liberation from suffering.
Yes.
All
yes,
forms
I thought
of
it was
just different verbs.
Very similar.
Yes, it's just, it's actually very much, it's actually the same, only different verbiage. So we're in it together.
That was a personal prayer I had in my altar this morning.
Oh,
that
wonderful.
I would be there, but I didn't make it official yet.
So, it's official.
Anyway, thank you for sharing that goal, because that's one that I really want too.
Yeah. That's why it's so important to share with one another, because when we speak it, it makes it more real and sets the ground foundation.
Oh, perfect.
And I also like that one about decluttering everything I don't need in my home. Can anybody not relate to that?
That was one of my achievements today.
Yeah.
That's one of my achievements today.
Yeah, you did. You achieved it in our garage.
Yeah, huge.
Whoops.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Been working on it for days, but today was the day it went to the dump.
Big stuff.
Wow.
Yay. That's the final yes, it's done. I did it.
That's your accomplishment.
You have to get it out in there.
And that's the accomplishment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the achievement.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you all shared about health issues. Because I've been doing a cleanse for a while and I totally zeroed out on it. Mm-hmm. I started out on the meditation, and so I sort of as a postscript, added it back in there so I remember why I'm doing this.
Yes, to keep that intention very much alive and fulfilled. 2023's achievement. Wonderful, Sim. And we're holding that intention with you in that achievement.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it my turn?
Yes, yeah. You may. Take your turn.
Okay, here I go. Mm-hmm. Achievement. This is, you know, I'm really kind of out there because I have had a hard time connecting well with this technically and everything. You know, I'm enjoying it and I keep missing it. But anyway, I'm in the now and I enjoyed that. Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh,
and, right. Yeah. I have never felt like such an important birthday before. It was such an achievement. I mean, really. And I, you know how the cycles feel. And at the end of the year, I feel them around the world anyway. So then add my birthday to that. And it sometimes feels like it's a steep climb. But anyway, yesterday, I felt a great release. You know, I made it, and I was very happy and joyful, and like I'd really turned a page. Isn't that interesting? I mean, very tangibly, not just woo thinking, but, you know, I just thought, this is really tangible. This is real. And then I realized, I'm 76. And then I realized, what a great number. 76 trombones. Remember? The birthday of our country is freedom, you know? And I thought, this is going to be a good year. So, and I'm going to come back here and meditate with you more often, if not regularly. That's really an intent of mine. And it's amazing because my life isn't that complicated, but I trip over stuff and just don't make it here, you know? It's interesting, but that's going to change. The feeling of the year is different. And one of my biggest wishes and wants is that, you know, I want to heal. I want the world to be healed. It doesn't have to happen overnight. I'll give them a year.
Right now.
Oh, we're ready to. Right, yeah, really. Now.
1 year. I like that timeline.
No, I'm ready for now.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. That was fun.
Birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, yes.
Oh.
Birthday.
Okay, Arlene, you had your finger up a little bit earlier.
Sure. So, I want to start out with sometime in the last, since the soul sync started, it wasn't during meditation, but I got this definite feeling that I was going to declutter. So, I mean, it just came up during the day, and so I'm so glad to be reminded of it. I'm gonna write it down and try to set some time every day. And then I just, during this meditation, I went back to the healing. I have this sore that has been resisting getting healed, and I think it's from the inside, and I could see all this really good blood flowing through me, and my arm was totally clear, and I had way more energy like 30 years ago.
that was
what I was thinking about. And that was my intention to achieve.
Beautiful. We have lots of healing going on, lots of healing achievements.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Forever young and well,
mm-hmm.
and fully healed. All right, Julene, did you figure out the?
Well, I got up early and I intended to do a lot of the practices that are offered in the morning. And I was really involved, and then I looked up at the time and I saw it was a couple minutes to 8. And I thought, oh, I can get in there now. And I have a block of time that just disappeared. I looked at the time, and again, it was 8:30. And I thought, this is really strange. It's not like falling asleep. Falling asleep is a gradual thing. This was just like boom, boom, boom.
Were you on the call? Were you on the morning meditation?
I saw you there.
Your name was there.
Yeah.
I
think you were deep in meditation.
I was really surprised. And so I remembered that the 4:30 one, and I thought, I'm going to sit in my chair. I'm not going anywhere. But when Preetaji was introducing, she was talking about time. At least in my time, she was talking about time. And she said the brain would slow down. And then I had a connection. I was pretty much disconnected there. But I think I was connected deeper.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real kind of a fun thing.
Well,
after I let go of it, might be odd. What happened?
Right, when you let go of what the mind might be telling you.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing that you brought forth to me, Julene, is the power of meditation
because the frequency, we're not used to being in that frequency. And so some people literally knocks them out.
You know? It has me in meditation.
Yeah. And it's okay because we're getting it subconsciously. And eventually you do get used to the frequency and you are able to participate more consciously with it. Mm-hmm. So it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
The mind wanders, that happens. So it's all okay.
I've been doing that sadhana every night. It's supposed to be 15 minutes. And I swear, all of a sudden, they say, okay, now you can open your eyes. And I'm like, holy smokes, that was 15 minutes already? And I really do. It's just like I'm in and out. And it just doesn't feel like 15 minutes half the time.
There is no time in reality. It's just a human.
I
was just thinking, when you're in that timelessness, you're not in time.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
In the
I think we do.
Right. When we're in that limitless field in the higher consciousness, mm-hmm. there is no time. So it's mm-hmm. important not to get too hung up there ever.
Exactly. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I thought,
yes,
I was going to make a protein drink after I got out. There was one thing, my protein drink, I changed it. And that was in the old time, that this one object didn't match up with everything else. I think that was an affirmation that there was something that went on.
Yes.
So, I was going to ask you if you know what time I actually appeared. Can you look on your...
Oh, today or this morning? You mean this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you there.
8 o'clock?
At 8 o'clock, you were there. Mm-hmm. That's when...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's when the screen you know, opened up and we could see everybody.
The gallery. You were there.
You were there.
51 people this morning, and you were one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Oh, there you go, Julene. You were there, Julene.
Yeah.
and according to my time, I it was 8:34 or something like that.
Well, that's only when you looked at the clock, though.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you see the full? Can you see the full moon in the reflection of my eyes?
I
lost it.
In your glasses?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I can. Yes, I think I can.
Wow. Because I was looking out our window. I don't see it from our window, but I see it in your glasses.
What direction, Joyce?
Who's got a camera?
It's usually east for me, but which direction?
Well, yeah, it comes up in the east. It has to be east.
Yeah, I saw it when I went to the dump. It was kind of northeast.
It's full tomorrow, but it looks bright right now. We've got a clear sky for once.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wonderful.
It's up pretty high already.
You gotta look up towards Mill Creek.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for alerting us. We are
there
ready
it is.
For that
see,
full moon.
See in her,
in her glass.
Left eye.
That's really cool.
Instead of an eye, she's got a full moon. It's the Agni chakra. With the full moon on one side and the sun on the other. Well, if everyone is finished sharing, if anyone doesn't have anything else to share, we will close our, I thought we could pull up that song that was here, but I don't see it.
Oh, yeah.
So We do. We may. I mean, you're free to depart if you need to. And we're going to look for a song. I thought I had one. that one here that was.
This one.
Oh, there it is. Okay.